Guy Bass is an award-winning author who has written more than 40 books, including the best-selling Stitchhead series, Dinking Dings and Skeleton Keys. We are lucky enough to have him recently visit our school, and he agreed to being interviewed by us. I started by asking him for advice on coming up with ideas for our writing in Year 6.
Ooh, that's a good one. First and foremost, I would say write about what you love. I mean, read and write as much as you can, because the more you practice, the better you get. But yeah, write about what you love. Like, if you don't try and guess what people want to read about. If you love writing about belly button fluff, write about belly button fluff. I promise you, your passion will come across. And also, and this is what I was talking to you about a little bit earlier as well. If you get stuck and you don't know where to start, you find a character who wants something, really, really wants something, and then you make sure that there are loads of things getting in the way of that character getting what they want, because that'll just create conflict and it'll give you something to work with. So every time you get stuck, you can go back and go, what does that character want? What does that character want? How can I stop them from getting it?
Thank you.
If you could bring a character from a book you wrote to life, who would it be?
Oh, that's good. I mean, most of my, I think probably in real life, a lot of monsters and aliens and robots and things that would probably be relatively intimidating. I would probably, there's a character called Skeleton Keys, who is a skeleton with, and he has keys at the end of each bone finger, but each key opens the door to a different like hidden world or secret place. And so I'd probably pick him, because then we could go on some adventures and, you know, explore different dimensions and things like that. Yeah.
Thank you. If you weren't an author for a job, what other job would you rather have?
Oh, crikey. I think, well, the thing, what would I have? The thing is, I spent, the life as an author is quite weird. You sort of either, you're in a room like I was today with, you know, hundreds of children having a really good time, or I'm on my own in a little room at home. And so I think if I was going to do something else, I'd want to be maybe outside in company. So I think I'd be a cowboy. Yeah, I think I'd probably, yeah, I would. It would be me, my horse, and I'd be hanging out with my cows outside. Yeah.
Thanks. How did you come up with the idea for Stitchhead on the train?
Well, actually, it's because I had a meeting before that moment on the train where I pitched the initial idea for Stitchhead, but the initial idea for Stitchhead wasn't Stitchhead. It was called An Arm and a Leg. And it was about, so with all the sort of professor was still there, the castle, the monsters, all that stuff. But the main characters were an arm and a leg that were sort of alive, and they would run errands for this mad scientist. A bit, yeah, but they would, and it was a much more of a kind of knockabout, gross out comedy. And I had a meeting with my publisher, and I thought it was the best idea I'd ever had. And I was like, it's an arm and a leg, it's great, you'll love it. It's like an arm that's been chopped off, a leg that's been sawn off, but they're alive. And my publisher was like, that's disgusting. You can't have a book for children about dismembered limbs. So they liked all the other stuff, you know, the mad professor and the monsters. And so on the way home on that train journey, I was like, right, I need to rethink this. I need to make it, you know, a bit more child friendly. And so I was like, oh yeah, what if he had the mad scientist, but he started when he was a child, when he was your age, and he made himself a little sort of somewhere between a friend and a pet. And that was when I sketched Stitchhead, and that's how it all started.
Thank you. Are the characters based on real life experiences?
Well, yes. I mean, obviously, I did. I grew up in a castle full of monsters, and hid away in the shadows, only coming out to cure the monsters of their monstrousness. Not a lot of real life experiences. I think probably there's a bit of me in Stitchhead, definitely, because deep down, I think I'm quite shy, and you know, I spend a lot of time on my own and, you know, hiding away. So there's a bit of me in Stitchhead and a bit of Stitchhead in me.
Thank you.
What was your favourite childhood book?
My favourite the first book I ever loved was a book called Thomas Bakes a Cake, which I made my mum read me every night. It was even before I could read myself. I made her read me it like every night for about like a year. She really started to hate me for it. I think probably, I don't know, maybe when I was growing up, probably George's Marvelous Medicine was my favorite. And yeah, it was a real, that book's a real exercise in tension, because a lot of it, there isn't actually much that happens in the first half of that book. It's just George collecting ingredients, but it's so tense because you're imagining what's going to happen. And so we get, that's where the sort of excitement comes from, which I always found really fascinating. Yeah, so probably that one.
Thank you for joining us.
Thanks very much for having me. It's been a pleasure. Cheers, guys. Thanks. Good questions.